几段的圣经。
Let's look at a few passages.
我们先打开加拉太书第四章。
First, turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太第四章第四节，到第六第七节。
We'll read from Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to verse 7.
加拉太第四章第四节到第七节，找着有中文的就读中文的，有英文就读英文的，我们慢慢的一起来读。
When we find it, we can read either in Chinese or English. We just read it slowly together.
加拉太第四章第四节，极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们俱为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。这是保罗把主耶稣诞生和我们得着了救恩所做的结论。
This is a summary by Paul about the birth of our Christ.
他说极致时候满足。
Said when the time is full.
主耶稣诞生不是一个偶然的事情。
The birth of our Lord Jesus is not something just an incident.
主耶稣诞生乃是历代先知的预言。
It's a prophecy from the prophets of all generations.
也是神在历史上的预备。
It's also a preparation in history.
等到预备好了，在某一个时候，在某一个地方，我们的主耶稣基督就诞生在伯利恒。
After the preparation is ready,Then our Lord Jesus was born in a particular place in a particular time.
并且是从童女怀孕而生的。
And also born from a virgin.
所以保罗就说，极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
So that's what Paul said, when the time had fully come, God sent his son born of woman.
他不是从男人而生的后裔。
It's not a descendant from a man.
他乃是女人的后裔。
But an offspring from a woman.
他不是自然而来到地上。
And not come, he did not just come to earth naturally.
他乃是神差遣他到地上来。
But he was sent by God to this earth.
不过他必须要经过玛利亚怀孕生下来的。
But he must first gone through Mary and to be born by Mary.
他在这里说乃是生在律法之下。
He said that he was born under the law.
他目的乃是要把律法以下的人赎出来。
So that all those under the law will be redeemed.
叫我们这些信的人能够得着了儿子的名分。
So that we can receive the sonship.
我们成了主神的儿女，很奇妙的恩典，神就把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的心中。
It's an amazing grace that God has given us the sonship, and then the Holy Spirit can dwell among us.
所以我们很清楚知道说，神住在我们的心中。
So we clearly understand that God lives within our heart.
若是有神住在人的心中的时候，他自然而然的他就会祷告。
If God dwells within our hearts, it's natural that we will pray.
他就会呼叫阿爸父。
And we'll call out Abba Father.
因为我们乃是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
并且我们可以从神 可以得着了产业。
Also, we can receive the inheritance from God.
这是真正相信主耶稣人的意义。
And this is the meaning of those who really believe in Jesus Christ.
也是真正我们可以经历的神给我们的救恩。
And it's a grace that salvation that we can experience.
我想这就是主耶稣降生的福音。
And this is the good news of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在初期的教会，常常用很简单的拿一个圣经的几节圣经，常常温习我们如何的要纪念主耶稣给我们的恩典。
In the early church, they will use just a few verses to remember the grace from God.
我们再看一个地方圣经，就是腓立比书第二章。
Let's also read from a second passage that's in Philippians chapter 2.
多年我就想好好的把这一段的圣经给弟兄姊妹分享。
And many years I was hoping that I can share this passage with brothers and sisters.
但是一直还没有机会。
But I never had the opportunity.
我想今天早上也不能够来解释这一段的圣经。
Also, I cannot explain this passage today this morning.
在这我们纪念主耶稣诞生的时候，这一个福音，我就愿意读这一段的圣经。
But at the birth of our Lord Jesus, I want to read this passage.
我相信弟兄姊妹，若是真正你是一个得着主耶稣生命的，也可以经历了这一段的圣经。
And I don't believe those who have received the life from Christ will experience this passage.
我们一起看腓立比书第二章。第六节到第十一节
We can read together from chapter 2 verse 6 to 11
这真是把整个的主耶稣来到地上所给我们的救恩完全的说明出来
And this has revealed to us how we can receive the salvation
腓立比书第二章第六节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6
我们一样的慢慢的读
We can similarly we read it together slowly.
他就是耶稣，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神好我们现在再看路加福音第二章
Now we can,
第一章
To read from Luke chapter 1.
我们仍然从26节我们读到37节。
We can read from verse 26 to verse 37.
这是前一个主日我们读过的。
And we have read this in the last Sunday.
我们也略略地提到这一段圣经的意思
And we have briefly mentioned the meaning of this passage
这是玛利亚这是天使加百列向玛利亚所报的信息
And this is the good news that was pronounced to Mary by Gabriel
路加特别提到加百列报告这大喜的信息
And Luke recorded specifically about Gabriel proclaiming the good news.
第一章就是向玛利亚报这福音。
And the first chapter is proclaimed to Mary.
第二个就是向牧羊的人报喜信。
And the second is to proclaim to the shepherd.
这就是刚刚我们所读过的路加福音第二章。
And this is the passage what we have read earlier from chapter 2.
这都是一个美好的喜讯。
And these are all the good tidings.
但是一个是在距离有十个月的时间。
And there's about 10 months difference in these two.
向玛利亚报喜信是告诉玛利亚说圣灵要在他的身上至高者的能力要荫庇他他要生一个儿子也给他取名叫耶稣
And to Mary it said that the Holy Spirit will be overshadowing her so that she will give birth to a son
向牧羊的人报喜信乃是主耶稣哪一天晚上诞生的时候
And to the shepherd it's the night that when our Lord Jesus was born
天使就向着许多谨守夜间按着根次看守羊群的牧羊的人清心的牧羊的人报告这大喜的信息
And the angels proclaimed for those shepherds who were seeking the Lord
那这一个大喜的信息很简单一句话但是包括了这一位的诞生的主耶稣
This proclamation is only one sentence but include a lot of meaning about our Lord Jesus Christ
那就是在十一节第二章十一节
And that's recorded in chapter 2 verse 11
他是因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主
As today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you
就是主基督
He is Christ the Lord
我想就是 这一句话说为你们生了救主
And this one sentence is the Savior was born for you
就是主基督
And that's Christ our Lord Jesus
我们常常称我们的主耶稣说主耶稣基督
And many times we say our Lord Jesus Christ
我记得一位弟兄他愿意知道到底他所信的是谁
And I remember a brother he wants to know whom he believes in
所以他特别的问我说主耶稣基督到底是什么意思
So he asked me what is the meaning of our Lord Jesus Christ
我相信每一个人都要了解这三个字
I think everyone wants to understand this few words.
到底我们所信的是谁
Who is the one that we believe in?
我们所信的不是抓一个好人做我们的救主
We're not just holding on to one a good person to be our savior.
我们所相信的绝位的主耶稣他乃是救主他乃是主他乃是基督
The one we believe in, he's Lord, he's Savior, and he's Jesus Christ.
所以今天我不再走远又回到前一个主律所说的中间的那一段。
So I don't want to go back to the middle session that we talked about last week.
前一个主律在这一段圣经的里面我们看到第一个是天使他向玛利亚问安。
And we saw that the angels are proclaimed to Mary and sent greeting to Mary
是第二个第二段就是天使向玛利亚宣告
and the second was the proclamation was given to Mary
第三段就是天使向玛利亚解释说明
and the session is explaining to Mary what that all means
所以我们不妨我们再读一遍
let's go back and read one more time
但是今天若是时间的许可我就讲中间的一段
the time is we can have the time or I'll just speak on the middle session
我想在节目单的里面我这一次写的比较清楚
in the bulletin I have put it in details this time
所以希望弟兄姊妹回去还是可以读
I hope that when you go back home you can still read that
这是非常重要的关于我们所认识我们所信的到底是谁
It's very important to the fact that who we believe in
但是有的我今天又是写错了
But some of the verses I may have put it down wrong
你们包含一下
So I hope that you can forgive me
因为我常常一个习惯我写了以后再不看
And I have this habit I don't like to reread what I wrote down
因为有时候觉得圣灵一个感觉赶快要写下来
Sometimes I felt I'm moved by the spirit so I will write down quickly
但是不是说圣灵感动我不会错误
But it's not saying that I won't be wrong because the Holy Spirit
我现在手写的跟脑筋不调和
now when I write them, it's not according to what I was thinking in my brain. 所以你们回去看的时候也要留意一下。So when you are reading it, you have to pay attention to it.
以后我稍微看一下，忽然怎么希伯来书有三章三十一节？
Later I thought, how come Hebrew have chapter 3 there are 31 verses?
希伯来书第三章没有三十一节。
In chapter 3 there's no 31 verse.
因为我写两个三零。
Because I've written two threes.
其实是三章第一节。
It's really the verse 1 of chapter 3.
请弟兄姊妹改一改。
So I hope that you can change it.
现在我们回到路加福音第一章。
Now we can go back to Luke chapter 1.
我想还是我用中文读，因为弟兄用英文读。
We'll first read it in Chinese and I will read it in English.
路加福音第一章第二十六节，到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
Verse 26, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town of Galilee.
到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin pledged to Mary to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary.
天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
”The angel went to her and said, "Greetings.You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you."
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又仿佛思想这样问安是什么意思。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
天使对她说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
”But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
你要怀孕生子。可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You'll be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.
And 玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin?
天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。”
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One be born will be called the Son of God."
况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开他去了。
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
但是今天所注意的就是三十节到三十四节。
But today we will concentrate from verse 30 to verse 34.
这是神宝贵给我们的福音。
And this is the precious good news given to us by God.
这是你我的信仰。
And this is your and my belief.
这是神给我们一个极大的一个莫大的救恩。
And this is a great salvation given to us.
在这里今天我就愿意提到三点。
And from this, I want to mention three points.
可能三点还是没有办法讲完。
Maybe I cannot finish these three points.
我常常拖一个尾巴。
And also, I will have a tail end.
但是不是我故意的。
But I did not do it on purpose.
我刚上来的时候就想，怎么有三十分钟可以讲完。
And when I came out, I said, how can I preach this in 30 minutes?
常常稍微提了一下，已经过了半个钟头了。
And I just want to mention it, then half an hour gone by.
但是感谢神，我想圣灵有时候也借助我们所读的圣经， 向我们说话。
But thank God, sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us through the Word.
或许我们提了一下圣经节，但愿圣灵也借助这许多的圣经节向我们再说话。
Maybe we have just mentioned a few verses. Hopefully, the Holy Spirit will speak to you through those words.
三点，第一点就是天使告诉玛利亚说，你要怀孕生子，给他取名叫耶稣。
And this 3 point, the first one is that you will be with a child, you should call him Jesus.
第一个就是能够童女生子。
The first one is the virgin have a son.
这位童贞女从圣灵感孕生儿子。
And from the Holy Spirit, this virgin had a son.
所以要给他起名叫耶稣。
And to give him the name Jesus.
第二点就是他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
And second is he will be great, he will be called the son of the highest.
第三点就是他要接续大卫的位。
And the third point, he will continue the throne of David.
他的国没有穷尽。
There's no end to his kingdom.
第一个我们看到这个救恩。
First we look at this salvation.
第二个我们看到这位乃是至大神的儿子。
And secondly, we can see that he is the son of the most highest.
第三个我们乃是知道他的国是没有穷尽的。
And thirdly, we know that his kingdom will see no end.
天使给玛利亚说，你要怀孕生子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
The angel told Mary, you will give birth to a child, you are to call him Jesus.
刚刚我们读到加拉太书第四章第四节的时候，就是极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
And earlier we saw that when the time is full, that there will be a son born of woman.
我们的主耶稣不是男人的后裔，但是是女人的后裔。
Our Lord Jesus is not an offspring of a man, but rather a woman.
而我想这个是姊妹们得到特别的福分。
And this is a special blessing to the sisters.
有很多人就怪这个夏娃亚当的妻子说，为什么那个时候中了魔鬼的诡计。
And sometimes we blame Eve that why she was tricked by Satan.
但是感谢神，神也是借着女人的后裔而把她的救主诞生下来。
But thank God that from the offspring of the woman that we have this salvation.
所以在创世纪第三章十五节，当神咒诅亚当夏娃的时候，已经把这个恩典给夏娃。
But thank God in Genesis 3:15, when the curse came, there also the blessing was given.
他咒诅那个蛇说，你的后裔要与女人的后裔彼此为仇。
And in Genesis said that between your woman, the woman and between the offspring, there will be enmity.
但是女人的后裔要伤你的头。
But the offspring of the woman will crush your head.
你要伤女人后裔的脚跟。
But you will strike the heel of the offspring.
这是神最早的时候把救恩的应许给了人类。
This is a very early promise given to the human being.
只因为的救主乃是从女人的后裔生下来。
This savior was born from woman.
一直等到神拣选学位的玛利亚。
Until that time that he chose Mary.
她又纯洁又谦卑。
She's pure and humble.
让她的身体成了神所要用的器皿。
Her body become the instrument that can be used by God.
所以圣灵的能力就临到她的身上，至高者的能力，圣灵就临到她的身上，至高者的能力就引比她。
So the Holy Spirit come upon her, and then the power of the Most High overshadow her.
所以她所生的乃是圣者，乃是神的儿子。
So the one she bore was the Son of God.
这位婴孩为我们而生。
This child was born for us.
这一子赐给我们。
And this child was given to us.
乃是神差遣他的儿子来到地上。
It's God sending his son to this earth.
但是他必须经过了一个母亲的腹中生下来。
But he must pass through the bosom of a mother.
他成了你我一样的人。
Become a person like you and I.
感谢神。
Thank God.
也不当神自己做这样的应许。
Not only God gave us that promise.
神也是借着以赛亚先知所说的预言。
And also through the prophecy by Isaiah.
我想我多次的提到当时的背景。
I have mentioned the background of that time to you many times.
那就是在以赛亚第七章第十四节。
That's in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
以赛亚给亚哈斯一个兆头。
And Isaiah gave King Ahaziah a sign.
他说有一个童女要诞生。
Said there will be a son will be born by a virgin.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
You are to give him the name Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与人同住的意思。
Emmanuel means that God with us.
以后在耶利米第三十一章二十二节。
And then later on in Jeremiah, chapter 33,
他也是应许当时的以色列人。
Also give a promise was given to Israel.
他说主在地上要造一件的新事。
That God will do a new, create new things on this earth.
他说就是女子要复位男子。
And it's the son will come from a woman.
我们的女子要复位男子。
The
woman protect.
The woman will protect the man.
我想举一些圣经，有时候也用在我们个人的身上。
And sometimes this verse can be used on us individually.
你对不起哦，若是你们，我们是从台湾来的，比较读这样书。
And sorry that we came from Taiwan, we have this reading here.
我们读到讲宋美龄的见证。
About the testimony of 宋美龄。
她怎么样的在西安事变的时候救她的丈夫。
How she has saved her husband in 西安。
当她灵修的时候她读到这一节圣经。
When she was reading the Bible, she read this verse.
他说女子要复位男子。
The woman will protect the man.
所以他就从南京飞到西安。
So she flew over to Xi'an from 南京。
转变了一个当时的危机。
And to turn the things around at that time.
这是圣经用在他个人的身上。
So the verse was used to her individually.
但是真正的这里乃是预言到主耶稣要为女子所生。
The rule is prophesizing that our Lord Jesus was born from a woman.
且生在律法之下。
And born under the law.
所以天使告诉玛利亚说。
So the angels told Mary.
你要怀孕生子。
You are to have a son.
你可以给他取名叫耶稣。
You are to give him the name Jesus.
天使也是一样的给约瑟在梦中显现。
And the angel also speak to Joseph in the dream.
他说约瑟你不要害怕。
Said Joseph, do not be afraid.
因为你所许配的那个妻子她乃是从圣灵感应。
Because the wife that you were pledged to you and she had the Holy Spirit upon her.
她要生子你也给她起名叫耶稣。
She will have a son, you are to call him Jesus.
马太福音第一章第二十一节特别的记载说你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And specifically mentioned in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, you are to give him the name Jesus.
马太就特别的解释到底耶稣是什么意思。
And Matthew will explain what does the word Jesus mean.
耶稣就是旧约的约书亚。
And it is really the Joshua from the Old Testament.
耶稣亚的意思和耶稣的意思就是说，他 他要救自己的百姓从罪恶里出来。
The meaning of Joshua or Jesus is to save his own people from sin.
所以天使向牧羊的人报喜信的时候就说，今天在大卫城里为你们生了什么？生了救主。
So when the angels proclaimed the news to the shepherd, they said that today a savior will be born to you.
所以这个耶稣就是救主的意思。
So Jesus means savior.
绝位的救主就是要救他自己的百姓从罪恶里出来。
The savior will save the people from sins.
而弟兄姊妹们，若是今天有人要劝你说你要信耶稣。
So today, people want to ask you to believe in Jesus.
你不是说我要信一个菩萨。
And you will not say that I want to believe in Buddha.
他可以保护我平安。
He can protect me.
他可以叫我一生的做事顺利。
And to make my life smooth.
他叫我心灵有寄托。
Then I can turn my heart to this, him.
我们若是真正相信耶稣，接受耶稣，意思说他乃是要拯救我们从罪恶里出来。
But to really believe in Jesus is believing that he will save me from sins.
这是第一个很重要的意思。
This is a very important meaning, the first one.
这是天使所传的福音。
And this is the good news proclaimed by the angels.
也是你我所要得的福音。
And it's the good news that you and I should have.
也是你我所要传的福音。
And it's the good news that we are supposed to share.
我们告诉人要信耶稣。
When we tell people to believe in Jesus,
乃是要告诉人说，我们若是承认我们自己的罪，我们若是心里相信，口里承认他从死里复活，我们就必得救。
We have to preach that if we acknowledge that we have sins in our life, we will acknowledge him as Lord, then we will have this Savior.
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he is our Savior.
因为我们可以求告他的名叫耶稣。
Because we can call upon his name as Jesus.
好，第二个我们快看下去。就是在三十二节。
And secondly, we can see from verse 32.
在三十二节的头半节，他说，他要回到称为至高者的儿子。
In the first part, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
玛利亚所生的乃是救主。
The child that was born from Mary was the Savior.
玛利亚所生的不是一个普通的婴孩。
It's not a normal child.
而他乃是神的至高者的儿子。
But he is the son of the Most High.
我多次的在这个地方，我们要认识耶稣是神的儿子。
And we are here, we mentioned that we need to know the son of the Most High.
我们有时候好像说没有办法了解说他怎么是神的儿子。
Sometimes we cannot understand how can he be the son of God.
神怎么样的可以生那个他儿子呢？
How can God have a son?
不是，这个意思乃是他是唯一的神心中最宝贵的一位。
That he is the most precious one of our God.
他也要把这一位赐给你我。
And then he will give him to you and I.
好让我们看见这一位的神的儿子，我们就认识这位天父。
So when we see the Son of God, we can understand our Father.
好像我们看见这个光的时候，我们就认识哪一个太阳。
Just like when we see the light, we will know the sun.
好像我们碰到哪一个太阳的热气的时候，我们就知道说哪一个太阳的存在。
When we feel the heat from the sun, then we acknowledge that there's the existence of the sun.
这不过是一个比喻而已。
This is only an analogy.
但是神的奥妙却是乐意把他的儿子赐给我们。
But the mystery of God is to show, reveal to us the Son of God.
他借着玛利亚所生的乃是至高者的儿子。
From the son that was born from Mary is the son of the Most High.
我很简单的在这里有几节的圣经节，我就很简单提到说，绝位的神的儿，至高者的儿子，乃是神的独生子。
And I have a few verses to mention that this son is the only son of God.
我们 若是读了约翰福音第三章第十六节，我们都非常的熟悉。
If we read John 3:16, a verse that we are familiar with,
那你告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
It said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
还有约翰福音第一章第十八节说，从来没有人看见神，唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And also in John 1:18 says, no one has seen God, but only from God, the only one who is, the Father, who is on the Father's side has made him known to us.
所以我就用一个很简单的在圣经里面所记载的，让我们认识这位我们所相信的耶稣是谁，这位神的儿子到底是谁。
So simply with these few verses, we can understand who this Jesus is and how we can know him.
所以第一个我们认识他乃是神的独生子。
So first, we know that he is the only Son of God.
在希腊文的里面也有翻译作是神的独生神，原文是这样，独生神。
In the Greek, it says that it's the only God of Son of God.
我们也在哥罗西书第一章第十五节的里面。
And also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
曾经我是论到这位神的爱子。
And it talks about this beloved son of God.
他乃是神的爱子。
And he is the beloved son of God.
爱子乃是神的像。
And it's like the image of God.
我们若是看见一个像就知道哪一个后面的哪一个人。
If we can see the image, we will see the person behind it.
所以我们若是看见只有爱子的时候，我们就知道我们的神是如何。
So when we see this beloved son of God, then we will understand how God the Father is.
第三个就是长子。
And the first one, he's the firstborn.
所以我归纳有好几次的信息，就是结尾的至高者的儿子乃是独生子。
So I have summarized that in several messages, this son is the only son of God.
他乃是神的爱子。
Also beloved son of God.
第三个，他乃是神的长子。
And thirdly, he's the firstborn of God.
那这是记载在希伯来书第一章第六节。
This is recorded in Hebrews chapter 1 verse
6. 在那里说，神使长子到地上来的时候。
It said that when the firstborn come to this earth, the time,
他就说神的使者都要敬拜他。
It said all the angels of God will worship him.
这一个长子乃是要得罪了一切的神的丰富。
This firstborn will inherit all this abundance of God.
这一个长子乃是要得罪了一切的敬拜。
And he will receive all the worship.
唯独他是配。
Only he is worthy.
众天使都要敬拜他。
All the angels will worship him.
感谢赞美神。我们因着他的长子，我们成了神的儿女。
Thank and praise God. Because of this firstborn, we can also become his children.
我们今天都有这个权利，可以来到神的面前来敬拜他。
Today we have this privilege to come to God and worship Him.
弟兄姊妹，不要束缚说我们在这里唱唱诗。
Don't neglect that we're just singing here.
我们在这里听神的话。
To listen to the words of God.
若是我们真的愿意有一个谦卑的心来到神的面前。
If we can humble to God.
这是神给我们莫大的福分。
This is a great blessing given to us.
我就看到有多少的很多基督徒没有办法自由的来敬拜神的时候。
I have seen so many Christians, they don't have the freedom to come and worship God.
他是最痛苦的时候。
And that's a great suffering.
我相信有许多的在许多受压制的基督徒，他有了敬拜的时间的时候，他心中充满了喜乐。
And many of those oppressed Christians, when they have the freedom to come worship God, they will be so joyful.
他就觉得这是神给最大的恩典。
And that's the greatest blessing from God.
神给他们最大的福分。
And the greatest blessing given to them.
实在我们今天比天使还高一等。
Today we're even higher than angels.
我们原来是一个罪人。
before we are sinners,
我们不能够来到神的面前。
We cannot come to God.
现在我们借着我们的主耶稣基督。
But now through our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们可以来到他的面前。
We can come before him.
我们不单可以相信他得着的永生。
Not only we can believe him and receive eternal life.
并且我们可以来到他的面前亲近他。
But we can also come to and be close to him.
我们可以大声的赞美感谢赞美主。
We can sing praise loudly.
然后让我们抓住这个时间
Let's hold on to that time
让我们常常的赞美他
Always praise him
让我们敬拜他
Always worship him
我就觉得当我们敬拜的时候我们得着了力量
And when we worship him we'll receive the strength
当我们敬拜他的时候我们得着了医治
When we worship him we will be healed
我们敬拜的时候我们得着了他属天的丰富
And when we worship him, we will receive the heavenly blessing.
现在我们要看到第二句说，他要伟大。
And second phrase is that he will be great.
我就先把他要称为至高者的儿子。
And first he will be called the son of the most high.
但是爵位的至高者的儿子，他要伟大。
This son of most high, he will be great.
他怎么样伟大呢？
How can he be great?
他什么样是可以伟大呢
What kind of things that he can be great in?
我们看到在圣经归纳的里面有几点
In the summary, there are a few points here in the verses.
有五个他是大的
And there are five things he's great in.
其实有很多很多的大的
Actually, he had many greatness.
但是我愿意提到这五点
But I want to mention this five points.
第一个他是大牧人
And first, he's the great shepherd.
这个是希伯来书第十三章二十节。
This is in Hebrew chapter 13, verse 20.
他说他是群羊的大牧人。
He's the great shepherd of all the sheep.
那彼得前书第五章第四节说到他是牧长。
And also in First Peter chapter 5, verse 4, he's the chief shepherd.
有的人就说，这传道人一定要叫他牧师那边。
And some have said, the preacher, we have to call him pastor.
有的人说，是，耶稣说没有什么师父，不要叫牧师。
And but Jesus, some say that Jesus said, there's no master, let's not call him pastor.
叫弟兄就好。
Call him brother.
所以有人就叫我冯牧师。
So some call me Pastor Feng.
有人叫我冯弟兄。
And some call me Brother Feng.
有人觉得他年纪这样大，不好意思，叫冯伯伯。
And some of, he's older, so we call him Uncle Feng.
那慢慢年轻的应当叫我冯公公。
And then the younger one will call me Grandpa Feng.
我们都是主耶稣的小牧人。
We are all little shepherds of Christ.
但是谁是大牧人？
Who's the great shepherd?
我们的主耶稣他是个大牧人。
Our Lord Jesus, he's the great shepherd.
他带领群羊到他的面前。
He took all the sheep to God.
他带领着许多的羊进到青草地上。
He guided all the sheep to the stream of water.
到可安歇的水边。
And a stream of resting place.
所以有时候我给弟兄姊妹说，你们都是小牧人。
So I told brother and sister, you are all little shepherds.
我不是开玩笑的。
I'm not joking on that.
真的每一个人都是要做小牧人
and every single one should be a little shepherd
我记得有一个弟兄那个到圣经学院念书
I remember a brother went to a seminary
他就闹了一个笑话
and he had a joke there
他刚进去也不晓得什么叫祭司
and he just went and he doesn't know what is the priest
所以人就说主耶稣是大祭司
and they said that Jesus is the great priest
他就赶快回答说 我是小祭司
so he quickly said then I'm a little priest
当时有很多人笑他
a lot of people laughed at him
以后就成了这个座号说他是小祭司
and then it became his nickname he's a little priest
其实我们每一个人都是小祭司
and actually we are little priests
我们的主耶稣乃是大祭司
and our Lord Jesus is the high priest
他要伟大
He will be great.
他不单是一个大牧人。
Not only he's the great shepherd.
他也是你我的牧长。
And he's also the chief shepherd of
you and I. 他也是好牧人。
And he's also a good shepherd.
约翰福音第十章第十一节说，耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
In John 10:11, Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd. A good shepherd will die for his sheep.
但愿你我真正愿意做带领人的人。
And truly, we hope that we will be one who can guide people.
我们愿意做一个小牧人
to become a little shepherd.
我们也要舍去我们的小性命
and to give away our little life.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his word.
他实在是伟大。
He is great.
我们可以经历到。
We can experience that.
他带领你我的路。
He will be guiding your way and my way.
带领你我一生的路。
And the way of our whole life.
也带领你我人生的路。
And also a life of eternity.
好让我们一直的进到神的父神的里面。
So can come to the presence of our Lord Father.
第二个乃是大祭司。
And the second one, he will be the great priest.
我刚刚已经讲过。
I have mentioned it already.
他是大祭司。
He's the high priest.
我们是小祭司。
We are just a little priest.
每一个人都要做祭司。
Every single one will be a priest.
新约的教会没有分开说你是大牧师和小牧师。
In the church of the New Testament, there's no distinguishment between great pastor,
也没有分说大祭司小祭司
or great priest or little priest.
乃是每一个人都要做小祭司。
That we are all going to be a little priest.
特别希伯来书都是讲到主耶稣神的儿子是大祭司。
And especially in Hebrew, it mentioned that our Lord Jesus the high priest.
这是我常常的读到，我也常常的来赞美神。
And every time I read about these passages, I will praise God.
在希伯来书第二章十七节说，他乃是慈悲怜悯的大祭司。
And in Hebrew 2:17 said he is the high priest of mercy.
实在他是一个慈悲，他是怜悯。
And he does have compassion and he has mercy on us.
我们可以来到他的面前。
We can come to his presence.
第三章第一节说到，他乃是为使徒的大祭司。
And in chapter 3 verse 1, he is the great priest for the apostle.
第四章第十四节乃是说他是乃是升天尊荣的大祭司。
And in chapter 4 verse 14 it said that he is the priest that had gone up to heaven.
第七章第二十四节第二十五节他乃是常远活着的大祭司。
And further on, chapter 4, he said he's the everlasting great priest.
是希伯来书的作者就唱这样的诗歌手。
So the author of Hebrews, he sang this song.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都拯救到底。
And for those who come to God through him, he will say to the end.
因为他是常远活着替我们祈求。
Because he lived forever and praying for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎能不感谢神？
Brothers and sisters, how can we not thank God?
我们怎能不欢喜快乐？
How can we not be joyful?
我就有时候常常觉得，有时候我也会那个沮丧那个，也会消极那个。
And sometimes I thought that I will be discouraged, I'll be pessimistic.
但是我们做基督徒不是天天忧愁的。
But then we Christians cannot be sorrow every day.
我们不过有时候忧愁而已。
Sometimes we become sorrow.
我们乃是常常的喜乐。
But then we should rejoice all the time.
常常的赞美神。
To praise God all the time.
因为我们知道有这样的一位的大祭司。
Because we know that there is this high priest.
在父神的面前为你我祷告。
And he is praying for you and I before in front of God.
最亲的朋友，最知心的人，不一定能够了解我们的心。
Your best friend may not understand your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里不好意思说，可能夫妻也不一定能够完全的了解每一个人的心意。
I'm embarrassed to say that maybe that even between husband and wife cannot understand each other.
但是这位的大祭司，他知道你我一切的苦情。
But this high priest will know the sorrow that might be in your heart.
我们应当来到他的面前。
We need to come before him.
可以来到施恩的宝座前向他祈求。
To the throne of grace that we can come and pray.
他乐意知道你我的苦情。
He will know about your situation.
他也乐意为你我祷告。
And he's willing to pray for you and I.
第三个，他乃是个大祭司。
And the third one.
大先知是不是
？He will be the great prophet.
他实在是个大先知。
He is the great prophet.
曾经神。在生命记应许摩西说
，In Deuteronomy he had promised Moses.
他说我要兴起一位的先知像你。
He said I will raise up a prophet like you.
这就是第生命记十八章十八节。
And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18.
以后我们就看到希伯来书的作者就唱这样的诗歌。
And later on we saw the author of Hebrew sing this song.
他说在古时是借着列祖先知晓谕我们。
And in the old generation to come, it's through the prophets to reveal to us.
在末世的时候，乃是借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
But in the end time, it will be revealed to us through the Son.
什么是先知？
Who are the prophets?
先知不是说跟你算命的。
It's not the one who was fortune teller.
有时候我说的话蛮准。
And sometimes what I said is pretty accurate.
所以有的弟兄姊妹也来请教我说我到底做这个事可以不可以
So people will come to me, can I do this?
我常常觉得 有时候我就说你好好祷告
And sometimes I'll say, why don't you just pray about this?
我不是一个 fortune teller
I'm not a fortune teller
一个做先知的呢是真正讲神的话
And to a prophet is to speak up the word of God.
完全将神表明出来。
To reveal to us the God.
他说末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
In the end time, he will reveal to us through the Son.
我们的主耶稣乃是把神完全的表明出来。
And our Lord Jesus has revealed to us about God.
所以他是大先知。
So he is the great prophet.
但是有没有圣经哪一节圣经说他是大先知？
Is there a verse in the Bible mentioning he is the prophet, great prophet?
有没有人找到呢？
Anybody who knows?
我提醒一下，我们记不记得陈锡珍弟兄讲马太福音的时候，我觉得这个也蛮有意思，蛮重要的。马太福音十二章里面说把圣经分成。两个部分
I don't know if you remember Brother Christian Chang when he came and talked to us about Matthew he kind of separate between with chapter 12
哪里有 一句话
there's a phrase a verse there
他比约拿更大还有比谁更大苏罗门更大约拿是先知苏罗门是君王的
He said he is greater than Jonah and he is greater than Solomon. And Jonah is the prophet and Solomon is the king.
所以他是一个更大的先知。
So he is an even greater prophet.
他也是更大的君王。
He is also a greater king.
他乃是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the king of kings and lord of lords.
他乃是要得国占领。
And he will receive the kingdom.
他要统治宇宙万王。
He will reign the whole universe.
他要统治一切的国家。
He will reign all the nations.
他要统治他的国度。
And he will reign in his kingdom.
他的统治不单是在外邦的国度的里面。
His reign is not only in the foreign country.
他的统治也是在犹太的国度的里面。
But also in the nation of Israel.
他的统治也是在教会的当中。
Also, he will reign in the church.
只有他是主。
Only he is Lord.
只有他是王。
Only he is king.
因为他是万王之王。
Because he is the king of kings.
他是万主之主。
And he is the Lord of lords.
我们看路加福音第七章。
Let's read Luke chapter 7.
因为我记得我想路加很特别。
I think Luke is very special.
路加很多的记载别人没有记载。
And because he recorded many things that others had not.
路加福音第七章第十六节
In chapter 7 verse 16
我想我们知道这一段的圣经
I think we know this passage
就是在拿因的一个寡妇她的儿子死了
Because in this place this widow her son died
在葬礼的时候耶稣就来了
And during the funeral service Jesus came
所以耶稣就把这个少年人就叫他从死里复活
And Jesus called this young person to rise from death.
这是第一次耶稣叫死人复活。
And this is the first time Jesus called a dead person to rise.
第二次是叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And second time is Lazarus was raised from death.
所以我们知道，我们相信的这位耶稣乃是叫人从死里复活的主。
So we know that our Lord Jesus is the one who can raise people from death.
所以我们相信主耶稣，也必相信他从死里复活。
So when we believe in Jesus, we also believe that He rose from death.
他也能够叫我们从死里复活。
He can also cause us to rise from death.
我想在教会的历史的里面有很多很多这样的例子。
And in the many examples like this in the history of church.
他不但是叫我们的里面心灵从死里复活。
Not only our hearts can rise from death.
他也是叫我们身体在他的旨意的里面叫我们从死里复活。
In His will, He can also cause a body to rise from death.
所以他做这个事情的时候，在十六节，众人都惊奇。
So when He performed this, all people were awed.
他是归荣耀于神
and praise God.
说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了。
He said a great prophet has appeared among us.
又说神眷顾了他的百姓。
And also said that God has come to help His people.
是不是不是我随便说他是大先知。
So I don't just say casually that He's the great prophet.
圣灵告诉路加说他是大先知。
The Holy Spirit told Luke He's the great prophet.
是路加就特别的记载这件事情的时候，引着他们的话说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了。
So God, Luke recorded that everybody was saying that the great prophet had come among us.
又说神眷顾了他的百姓。
They also said he has come to help his people.
我想我越说越多了。
The more I said, the more I mentioned.
像昨天那个卢弟兄一样的，他越讲呢，越讲越多那个。
Just like the brother Lou yesterday, the more he talking, the more the longer it goes.
他讲不完。
And cannot finish.
我也没办法讲完。
And I cannot finish either.
他不但是大牧人。
Not only he's the great shepherd.
他是大先知。
He's the great prophet.
他是大君王。
And he's the great king.
他给你我的救恩是莫大的救恩。
The salvation he gave us is the greatest.
我们看希伯来书第二章第三节说，若是我们获得了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
In Hebrew 2:3 says, if we ignore this great salvation, how can we avoid the punishment?
但愿我们能够认识他是救主。
May we understand He is the Savior.
他乃是主。
He is Lord.
他乃是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他乃是基督。
He is Christ.
基督是受膏者。
The Christ is the Anointed One.
他是先知。
He is the prophet.
他是祭司。
He is the priest.
他是君王。
He is the king.
但愿我们能够认识他。
May we know him.
我今天就停在这里。
Today I will stop here.
你们愿意不愿意结尾的主耶稣基督？
Are you willing to have this Lord Jesus Christ
住在你我的心中？
To dwell within your heart.
住在你我的家中。
To dwell within your and my home.
住在这教会的里面。
To dwell within the church.
让基督做主。
To have our Christ to be the Lord.
让主耶稣伟大。
And that Jesus will be great.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear dear Lord, we thank you.
你借助天使把这样的美妙的福音传给我们。
You have given us this wonderful blessing, good news through the angels.
主啊，不单是当时有这样的福音。
Not only at that time we had this good news.
当我们的主诞生的时候，也是传这样的福音。
Now at the birth of our Lord, that we will also share this good news.
而如今我们也是传这样的福音。
Even on this day, we will share this good news.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你的话没有一句不带难你的。
Your word will carry its power.
主啊。
Oh Lord.
把你的圣灵赏给我们。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
好让我们知道如何的信。
So that we know how to proceed.
也好让我们知道如何的传。
And how to preach.
也好让我们知道如何的建造你的教会。
How we can build up your church.
求主保守我们的心怀意念。
Oh Lord, preserve our heart.
也保守我们的脚步
and also protect our steps,
叫我们所行所说的都能够合乎你的旨意
so that all the actions we do will be according to your will,
成就你的国度在这些年间
accomplish and fulfill your kingdom in this time,
让我们现在就知道你在我们当中掌权
so we know now that you are Lord among us,
主啊不是我的意思
Not my will,
乃是你的意思成就在你的教会的当中。
But your will has been accomplished in this church.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
And by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.